The Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson, excuse. Vice Chairperson Zmlicka.
Here.
Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell. Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Harding.
Here.
Ranking Member Hart, excused. Representatives Lamarca.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Placencia. Romo.
Here.
Silvers.
Here.
Flossberg King, excused. Quorum is present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Sabrina. Before we get going this morning, I just ask that everybody check their electronic devices to make sure they're turned off or on vibrate. Well, good morning, members. Today we have only one item on our agenda, and in the unfortunate absence of our chairman, I have the pleasure of presenting his budget recommendation for fiscal year 2022-2023. While it shouldn't take too long, we have plenty of time to go through some highlights and some additional detail. Now, at this time, before we begin, I'd like to take a moment and have staff pass out the spreadsheet to the members. Now that everybody has their spreadsheets in front of them, while you're looking at those, I'll go through a few of the highlights of the chairman's recommended proposal. I believe the chairman has spoken with many members about their specific priorities, and on his behalf, I am pleased to present his budget recommendation this morning. The Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations budget proposal totals $15.6 billion to provide for our state's needs. Now to go through a few of the highlights in the proposal. The chairman made great efforts to further provide for the safety and protection of our citizens. In the Department of Military Affairs, he is fully funding their request for new equipment and $2.2 million for constructing a new National Guard Counter-Drug Program headquarters facility. He also recommends an additional $2 million for the Guard Tuition Assistance Program, bringing its total funding to $5.2 million. He has fully funded Highway Safety's top budget request, which include their top priority, the Motorist Modernization IT project. There is $3.8 million for new tasers for the Florida Highway Patrol, as well as funding for a new aircraft. He also included an additional $1.2 million for salary increases for driver license examiners, an important retention tool for the department. Finally, he's recommending $20 million for the Florida Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program, contingent upon passage of House Bill 3. This could be another critical tool for recruiting law enforcement officers around the state. The chairman's budget recommendation provides $163.2 million in economic development spending. This maintains much of the department's base funding for various economic development programs, including the Black Business Loan Program, the Hispanic Business Initiative, and military base protection. He has recommended $25 million for the Job Growth Grant Fund, $12.5 million for Space Florida, to further bolster the space industry in our state, $50 million to maintain Visit Florida's budget and highlight our tourism industry, and Enterprise Florida is funded at $12 million. Recognizing the continuing needs in our rural communities, He recommends maintaining $5 million to target the inland panhandle counties with assistance for planning and financing infrastructure projects. Within our allocation, the chairman recommends $268.1 million for affordable housing programs, all directed to SHIP and our local communities. Compared to last year's total funding of $209.2 million, this is nearly a 30% increase in funding over last year. And important to many of you, there is no recommendation for any sweeps of the Sadowski funds. This budget recommendation maintains full funding for our libraries. That includes $17.3 million for state aid to libraries and $2 million for the Library Cooperative Grant Program. Regarding the department's approved grant list, this recommendation includes a total of $37.1 million, an increase of 28% over last year. There is $35.5 million in funding for cultural and museum grants, and the Historic Preservation Grant Program is fully funded at $1.6 million. Also within the Department of State, this proposal provides substantial funding to maintain and strengthen the integrity of our election system in Florida. He has provided $15.2 million in new funding, most notably $8 million for cybersecurity grants for our local supervisors of elections, $1.2 million and 15 FTEs to support voter registration activities statewide, and $1.2 million and 15 FTEs for a new Office of Election Crimes and Security. These personnel will help support the integrity of our election systems. The chairman recommends additional positions and almost $1 million to more appropriately staff the Department of Emergency Management's warehouse facilities so we can maintain and properly deploy food, water, and supplies during emergency activations. And finally, this budget fully funds the Transportation Work Program at $10.8 billion. Members, those are the highlights of the chairman's recommended budget, and I know that can be a lot to take in. I'm going to take a few minutes before questions to walk you through the document and point out some of the other details. You will also notice in the document before you that we have provided comments by each issue as a brief explanation for your reference. In the document before you, beginning in the Department of Economic Opportunity, on line 11, you will see that it provides additional funding for reemployment assistance program operations as requested. On line 14, you'll see an additional $150 million appropriated for the Consumer First IT system, coordinating those seeking employment with the right services. We provided $100 million last year for a system. A feasibility study was then undertaken, and it indicated that the best approach would cost in the range of $165 million to $290 million. So this appropriation should provide the necessary resources. Turning to lines 16 and 17, they provide funding for the Job Growth Grant Fund and Visit Florida, the affordable housing funding for SHIP is located on line 27, moving on to line 39, that's where you'll see the law enforcement bonus program. And again, these funds are contingent on passage of House Bill 3. Moving on to the highway safety. You'll see that we provided some operational price level increases needed for fuel, mailroom, and lease space. Those will be on line 72, 73, and 77. On line 74, you will see new tasers for the Florida Highway Patrol. On line 79, driver license examiner pay increase. Again, an important employee retention tool. And then Highway Safety's big motorist modernization project is fully funded at $10 million on line 83. And you can see we also took care of some of the smaller IT issues and some building repair issues as requested in lines 84 through 91. Moving on to military affairs, equipment issues were funded as requested on lines 96 through 98. As I mentioned in the highlights, funding for the Guard Tuition Assistance Program was increased and is noted on line 100. And the new counter drug facility appropriation is on line 104. Moving on to the Department of State section, some sorely needed vehicles and a boat for the archaeology program are found on lines 111 and 113. You will see election issues scattered about the sheet, but the notable lines are the new funding and positions for voter registration on line 115. And the Office of Elections, Crimes, and Security on line 131. The grant lists are on the following lines. The Cultural and Museum grant list of $32.4 million is on line 120. Note that all 556 items on this list get funding. The Culture Builds Florida grant list is fully funded, and that can be found on line 124. The Historic Preservation grant list is also fully funded, and that is on line 127. Moving down to line 133, you will find $8 million in HAVA election security grants for our supervisors of elections. And then on line 147, there is $13.8 million for building an artifact curation facility. And on line 137, $500,000 for designing a Surfside Memorial. Moving down the line items to the transportation section, you will see that the Transportation Work Program is fully funded on line 179 at $10.8 billion. And a host of local projects can be found on lines 181 through 228. Outside of the work program, the department's budget request focused mainly on IT issues, which you will find recommended funding on lines 164 through 170. And then on lines 174 through 178, you will find $13 million for fixed capital needs of the department. And lastly, turning to the Department of Emergency Management, importantly, we are providing the budget authority necessary to cover the state's matching requirements to draw federal funding for declared disasters. This is found on lines 240 and 241. And to shore up funding for the division's existing warehouse leasing requirements and provide the positions to operate the warehouses more efficiently, you will find these items on lines 234 and 243. Members, that concludes the highlights and overview of the proposed budget in front of you. Are there any comments or questions from the members? Representative Rommel, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I think you did an amazing job taking over for my friend from Southern Alabama. We actually could understand everything you said. Maybe staff can kind of go over for me the Florida job growth funding of $25 million. Is that for private sector job growth or public sector?
Thank you, Representative. That program is for workforce training program development as well as public infrastructure. As designated under the program by the governor.
Could it, not to put you on the spot, I know what you're saying, could we get a little bit more explanation of actually what type of training and who's doing it? Because we do have 400,000 job openings in Florida right now.
Representative, some of the programs that were developed or are being developed are in conjunction with technical colleges to develop programs to bring in the workforce and direct them to appropriate jobs in the community. But we're happy to get more information, and there are many programs that are underway, and we funded this in the past and are providing some additional funding to keep that going.
Great, thank you. One additional question. On Enterprise Florida, we have $12 million allocated. Can you describe what type of industries that we're trying to attract to Florida that aren't here already?
Thank you, Representative, for that question. And I am not aware of who they are marketing with those funds right now, and we can ask Enterprise Florida to follow up with you on that question.
That would be great if they could follow up with me, and the rest of the committee would be appreciate it. And again, great job, and no disrespect to Chairman Williamson, but you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you, Representative. Representative LaMarca, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. You're doing a great job, and sometimes it's even hard to understand people from New Jersey. For my dear friend behind me, I just have a question with respect to line item 124 on the cultural arts funding. If you wouldn't mind repeating, the total was $32.4 million. Was that it?
Representative, that is correct. On line 120 of cultural museum grants, the total is $32.4 million. And there are 556 projects that were on the list brought forward by the department, and all of those will end up being funded at some level.
Fantastic. A quick follow-up, if I might. Do you know where that falls as compared to, for example, last year?
Thank you, Representative. Yes, for fiscal year 2021 through 2022, we were at $23.2 million for that list.
Thank you.
Representative Daly, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that, and good job. Wanted to drill in for a second on affordable housing. I know you mentioned in your presentation that we're not sweeping the trust fund, which I certainly appreciate, as do many others in this building. But can we hone in on that a little bit more and just kind of go over, are there going to be any additional state or federal dollars dedicated to affordable housing, or are we just not touching what's in the trust fund and that's all being allocated? And what do those numbers look like, if you don't mind?
Thank you, Representative Daly. The proposed appropriation of $268.1 million is fully out of the trust fund, Sadowski Trust Fund dollars. Again, there is no sweeping of the Sadowski Trust Funds. This is in line with the legislation that we passed last year. In addition, I'm aware that there's hundreds of millions of dollars that go directly to housing projects from the federal government. And that's unchanged this year. Any further questions? Representative Placencia, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I apologize for if this is explained in the budget, but I was taking a look to Representative Daly's question, Sadowski funding, and I see the $268 million for the SHIP program. And I was under the impression that there were two programs under Sadowski, SHIP and SALE, and I'm not sure where I can find the SALE portion of it.
Thank you, Representative. The proposed appropriation of $268.1 million is for the Local Government Housing Trust Fund, which operates the SHIP program. There is no appropriation in this budget for the State Housing Trust Fund, which operates the SALE program. Any further questions, members? Well, seeing no further questions, I'll move into my closing remarks. Again, thank you all for being patient with me and allowing me to present the chair's budget proposal today. I appreciated all of your questions. I know sometimes this can be a lot of information coming at us all at once, so please remember that as you continue to review the document, don't hesitate to reach back out to me, the chair, or staff should you have any further questions. And this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Cheney moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, members.